Hello, my name is John McCurdy, and I'd like to thank you for your interest in my work. If you enjoy this copyrighted recording, you can find it and much more on my website at johnmccurdy.com. Now I invite you to get comfortable, relax, take a deep breath, and enjoy the program. I am that I am. You can call me Johann of Magical Service. I am indeed the soul, the divinity of this one you know as John. This is it's not exactly my real name, but it's a human handle that has been applied to me before, so we're going to use that. I am all that John is, and much, much more. I am joined this day by the one you might know as Mother Mary. We'll be blending our energies together for this message on this very special day. We're speaking and recording on December 21, the winter solstice. In the Northern Hemisphere, the darkest day of what many humans feel is the darkest year they've ever known. But in the southern half of the world, it's actually the brightest day. The summer equinox. And what a beautiful metaphor that is. For to the humans on Earth, who understand, who can feel what is happening, this is actually a so many ways, it is the brightest day of the brightest year there has ever been in all of human history. For you see, the change is here. For so long it has been prophesied of the coming of the kingdom of heaven. People have imagined that in many, many different ways. Not too many of them imagined what's actually happening. But this, dear friend, is the fulfillment of all of those prophecies. The kingdom of heaven is being birthed right now. Now, it's not some far-off place and clouds of glory, some other part of the universe. It's right here. Right here on Earth. And this year of 2020 is going to go down in history as one of the greatest years of change. Beautiful, amazing change. Now, but change always comes with pain, with chaos, with loss, sadness, grief, all of the things you felt this year. The coronavirus came. There are many theories about where it came from or how it got created. None of them matter. It came because human consciousness requested it to come, because it was needed to help create the change. It came to stop the world, to cause so many people to have to stay inside, to be with themselves, to stop for a little while and go inside themselves, to begin to feel into what truly matters. It came to shake things up, to shake up the economy and the systems of the world. It's done a brilliant job. The virus will be fading away in the coming months because it's done its job. It's not needed anymore. But the world will not be going back to the way it was before. So many things have changed. So many things have changed in the consciousness of people. So many new technologies have been birthed. Life on Earth is changing fast. It's only going to accelerate. It's an exciting, amazing time to be alive on Earth. If you can feel into what is really happening. If you can't, then it's going to be scary. It's going to feel like dark times for a while. And then you're going to find, as the new Earth evolves, the new ways of humanity evolve, all of humanity is going to feel it. Yeah, there will be confusion, challenges for years to come. There will be battles as the old structures of power try to hold on. But you're going to see them falling away very quickly now. Losing their power. Oh, some of them are already losing, how do you say, losing their grip on reality. Because they're losing their grip on power. And they're so addicted to power, they don't know how to live any other way. You're seeing it happen all around you. We ask you to step back. Take a deep breath. Know that it is a beautiful process that is unfolding, as messy, as difficult as it looks right now, it's truly a beautiful, beautiful process. We ask you to step back because it doesn't need your help. What it needs is your light. The way you shine your light is not by getting involved in the battles. The way you shine your light is by coming back home into yourself. It is by creating a relationship with your own soul. You see, for all of your time on Earth, all of your many, many lifetimes, there's been a veil between the human and its soul, between human and source, between human and divinity. The veil was important so that the human could have its experiences without the distraction of what isn't human. Without the distraction of its true self. It was so important. If you are here listening to this, then you have come to the completion of your journey. There's no longer any need for that veil. So your soul and you have already begun the process of dissolving that veil. Your soul is asking you to allow it to blend its consciousness with yours, to allow your human self to blend your human awareness with that of your soul. Has very, very rarely happened in the past. For a human and the soul to truly blend their awareness together. But it's happening right now. For thousands of people all over the planet. It's a small group to begin with, but it's growing very quickly. And if you are attracted to this message, it's happening for you also. So your job right now, the greatest, most beautiful, most amazing service you can provide to humanity and to the earth is not to get involved in the battles, but instead to nurture and build this relationship with your own soul, with your own divine essence, your own I am. That I am. Oh, it's right here. You've never been separate. You've only had the illusion of being separate, but it was a very real illusion. So I invite you now. Feel within your own self. Feel the light, the warm, soft light of your soul emanating from deep within your center. Feel it. Filling your body. Feel it radiating out. Shining its light into all the dark places of Earth. You don't have to point it anywhere. Just let it shine. Don't even have to turn it on or do anything. Just allow it. Stop hiding it. Humans are really good at hiding the light of their soul. You had good reasons in the past that got you in a lot of trouble. It would shine out for a moment. It would scare people. You've been killed for that. You've been tortured for that. But times are different now. It's time to let it out. To let it shine. It's time for you. To allow your soul to experience life as the human. It's never been able to do that before. Because there was always this veil. And the veil went both ways. But now, invite your soul to come in and look through your eyes. Invite your soul to feel what you're feeling, whether it's an emotion, whether it's grief or sadness or fear, or whether it's aches and pains in your body. Invite your soul to come in and feel it with you. You might think that nothing is happening. But believe me, it is. That invitation. Your soul always comes. It's always here. The invitation is you opening up to your soul. As you do, as you continue to invite your soul in and then just assume that it's there, even if you don't feel anything different, at some point you'll begin to feel through your soul's senses and perceptions. You'll begin to see life through your soul's eyes. You'll find that your soul has a very different perspective on life than the human does. So if you want to help humanity or the world or nature or your friends right now, the most profound thing you can do is to come back to yourself, step back a little bit from the issues, come into yourself. Invite your soul to feel these things with you and nurture this relationship with yourself. You're going to discover the greatest love you've ever known. So many of you are lonely. You wonder why you don't have a partner, a lover in your life. It is because your soul is coming in close. The words so often don't work quite right, but you know what we mean. Your soul wants this connection with you, the human. You're going to discover that this conscious connection with your soul is the true love you've been seeking all your life. We can't really explain that to you. We can only tell you that it's the truth, and you're going to discover it, and you're going to feel it for yourself. Now, and that doesn't mean you'll never have another lover. For when you open up to the greatest self-love that there is, just the love of your own soul, when you open up to that and let that in, your light will shine so bright that if it's what you choose, you will attract a human partner or lover that is beyond what you dreamed. Some of you, it won't matter anymore because you're so thrilled by this love from your soul. for others. It will simply be a way for your soul to reflect its love to you in human form. Either way, you won't be lonely anymore. Once you open up this beautiful connection, this beautiful relationship with your own divinity, as you do, the light from this reunion will shine out. And it will do more for humanity and more for the world. More for nature and more for your friends than any words or any deeds that you can do in the physical reality. For you see, this light, this love that radiates out from this reunion of you and divinity, it changes everything. It brings potentials, new potentials to those who are ready. Not everyone is ready. But many are. It shines a new light for them. The world is changing, dear friend. Oh, it's changing very, very quickly and very, very dramatically. In 10 years, you will not recognize life because it'll be so different from the way it is now. In many ways, it will be so amazing. Yes, there are many pitfalls along the way. Many chances. Many places where it could go off the rails, so to speak. The new technologies that are coming in can be used in many different ways. Dear friend, we ask you, do not fear them. For your consciousness, your light, your love coming from this union of human and divine is so bright, so full of wisdom and new potentials. And it will help to guide the way for humanity. It's not your job to go out and preach to people or to get involved in politics or government or anything like that. Because the light that you are, as you focus on this new relationship between you and divinity, between you and soul, the light that you are has far more effect than anything you can do or say. You see, there is nothing in all of creation, there is nothing brighter than a single being, a single human who has reunited with their divinity. There is no sun, there is nothing in all of creation brighter than that. So as you watch the chaos in the world, don't fear it. It's beautiful, beautiful change that's happening. Simply step back. Invite your divinity to come in, to make itself known to you, and to share human life with you. That, dear friend, will change the world. Others will fight battles. That's fine. They're still going through the experiences that they came here to go through. Eventually, they will either realize that they don't need to anymore, or they'll move on to other places in creation that have been built just for them, to finish out their games and their battles until they're ready to move forward. Come back to you. Turn your attention. Allow yourself to be selfish enough to bring your attention and your focus to this relationship with you, with your soul and your divinity. And in that, you'll discover that it's not selfish at all. It's the greatest gift that you can give to the world or to anyone in it. It is indeed the brightest day of the brightest year in human history. It's only going to get brighter from now on. It is an exciting time to be alive. Enjoy it, dear friend. Enjoy it. Along with your soul. Oh, prepare to be amazed. Prepare for your soul to guide you into a new life that is beyond the best that you can imagine. Now you'll still be human as long as you choose to be. There will still be challenges. Still be times when you forget. But once you make that choice to make your relationship with self, with divinity, your priority, Your soul will always remind you. Then you'll find the solutions are right there. And the problems take care of themselves. And so it is.